Fairy Tales by the Brothers Grimm.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Notes by Nicholas Soames. 200 years ago, before radio, television, CDs and films, it was up to the storyteller to entertain and amuse children and adults. There were books, of course, but the idea of a novel was still relatively new in Europe. But since man began to talk, he seems to have made up stories. From far back in history, the mists of time, he and she have told stories. They were told in country villages during the dark winter nights, when, because the people were poor, there was just the flickering of the fire in the hearth and the gentle illumination of a few candles. These became folk tales, passed down from father to son, from mother to daughter. They were stories about the people they knew, and also the animals, to whom they gave unforgettable characters. Have you ever seen a hare in March speed crazily across the countryside at top speed for no apparent reason? No? Well, they do that even now. There they are, standing in the field, their tall ears, much longer than a rabbit's, prickling slightly. If you look very closely, you may even be able to see the muscles under their fur twitch just a little. And then suddenly they're off, harum scarum, shooting across the pasture in all crazy directions. In that same field there may be a hedgehog. Have you seen a hedgehog move? Well, of course, if you get near a hedgehog, it may decide it will roll into a ball to protect itself with its prickles, which is a rather...